talk of long lines at the polls was common on election day. And for Republican gubernatorial candidate Ovid LaMontagne, it even affected how election night played out. As supporters saw more and more returns favoring Democrat Maggie Hassan, a spokesperson addressed the crowd.
People are still voting in Londonderry. They're still queued up and in line to vote there. So we won't be doing anything until everyone has actually voted in the state of New Hampshire.
LaMontagne did ultimately win Londonderry, if not the governorship. Town Clerk Meg Seymour confirms the last ballot was cast at 9:45, nearly 2 hours after polls officially closed. Seymour says nearly 1,100 people registered to vote in this election, a town record. Polls in Portsmouth, Durham, Salem, and Manchester also reportedly saw long lines. And Deputy Secretary of State Dave Scanlon says that reflects a statewide trend.
It's very possible that we broke another record yesterday.
The previous record was back in 2008, when Barack Obama was first elected president. While the state's new voter ID law is controversial, Scanlon says it really didn't slow anything down at the polls. He says the long lines can be explained by a simple clerical process. Every 10 years, when the U.S. Census comes out, the Secretary of State's office scans its voter rolls. Anyone who hasn't voted in 4 years gets contacted by the office. If they don't respond, the office assumes for some reason they're no longer voting in New Hampshire and kicks them off the rolls. So the next time they want to vote, they have to re-register. And a lot of voters got kicked off the rolls after the 2010 census.
About 160,000 voters were removed from the checklist. And so our expectation was that there would be an excessive number of same-day registrants at the polls during this past election.
Scanlon says the Secretary of State's office was expecting about 100,000 same-day registrations. And preliminary numbers show New Hampshire's on track to meet that target. For NHPR News, I'm Amanda Loader.